We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What was the high tide contained? How did they do it? Were they more effective or smarter than us at fighting a pandemic 102 years ago? Well, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is John Schalkowski of Odd Pittsburgh, at Odd Pittsburgh on social media, Twitter, Instagram, things like that. John, thank you very much for joining us today on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Hey, thanks, Kevin.
Well, you've created a great niche for yourself, Odd Pittsburgh, and you find the odd Pittsburgh, the oddities that are all around us in our history, and the pandemic obviously consuming us right now. We're worried about schools and things like that, and you've found some fascinating stories about the pandemic 102 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like any historian or any intelligent person, we look at the past to find out how they reacted, if they solved anything, and what we can learn from that, and just how bad did it get here in Pittsburgh. There's not really any books written about them. There's a few magazine articles, and you might find little blurbs here and there. But the true story has yet to be told. So the nice thing about the quarantine for myself is that I've become a if people thought I researched before, you should see my files now, because that's all I have to do. So I have spent the time to read every single page of every single paper in Pittsburgh, beginning October 1st through the end of November in 1918. Every single page.
And that was when the Spanish flu was hitting us.
That's correct. So, and what you see is October 1st. I'll give you a prime example. There was one case, one person. A man named Charles Patterson, who was a soldier returning home from World War I. It was in St. Francis Hospital in Aspinwall. From one case, October 1st, October 5th, Charles Patterson would become the first victim of the Spanish influenza of 1918 here in Pittsburgh. 30 other patients by this time in October 5th would be infected. That day, October 5th, Harrisburg announces a statewide shutdown, just like they did, recently. So this is the first parallel that you will see. 1,400 saloons were ordered closed. All churches and schools were, though, left remained open to the discretion of their directors. Now, if someone had a cold or a runny nose, of course, they would not be permitted into the church or into the school. However, it did not really solve anything by October 5th, because October 6th, there was 50 new cases and now two deaths. So you can still see it's kind of a small, seems somewhat contained. October 6th, the same newspaper, it says that the quarantine is not being satisfactorily observed. It's a direct quote from the paper. In fact, schools were now being remained open to get a better grip on the overall situation. And the interesting thing about the newspapers and how they worded everything was the word grip was interchangeable with the flu. So in France, they called it La Grippe. But it was it was also reported that 11 soldiers were now taken to St. Francis and 50 were in Allegheny General, with over 500 new cases of the flu being reported in Butler County.
Wow. So they
that was October 6th.
Did they figure that the soldiers brought the flu with them home from
war? Exactly what happened, yeah.
And they kept the school.
One person.
It came from one person. And he ended up dying.
4 days later, in fact.
Wow.
So let's skip ahead 5 days, right? October 10th, 659 new cases, 31 deaths. You start seeing ads in the paper for miracle cures, including one that cures the flu with electrical shock therapy. Another one, I found an ad for Father Mollinger's Health Tonic that cures not only liver and stomach ailments, but also the grip. Another ad for Nuvim Iron Weed Tonic that was sold at 3102 Penn Avenue as a cure for the flu. And, of course, quinine being mentioned in every single newspaper article as an additional miracle cure. The problem was nobody knew what caused the disease and or what cured it. In fact, the best cure you possibly could have or the best kind of treatment was, of all things, Vaseline rubbed around your nose, and if you did get sick, Vicks Vapor Rub. In fact, how we all panicked and went to the stores to buy toilet paper, back then they all panicked and went to the stores to buy Vicks Vapor Rub.
Why would they do that?
Well, Vicks Vapor Rub, believe it or not, does help with chest congestion.
Right.
And of course, it was a miracle cure. I mean, my dad, to the day he passed away, I mean, it, Vicks was like a miracle cure. You know, you rub some on your forehead just for extra measure.
Yeah.
If you had a cold.
I've put it on my nose. I know.
Exactly. Exactly.
So how devastating was it on the school system? Because the school stayed open, and we're going through this struggle right now.
So you see the pattern happening. You know, by the 15th, there was 873 cases. By the 17th, there were 620 additional new cases. Over this October 22nd, 1,260 new cases just in the city of Pittsburgh. I'm not talking about Allegheny County. 1,200 in just the city of Pittsburgh and 137 deaths in one day.
Wow.
So October 25th, in the news, it appears that the school board recommends that all schools remain open. In a long letter, by the way, by the school board director saying that we could use the schools as a testing facility or some way to kind of get a better handle on how the disease spreads at the cost of the children.
Yeah, I'll tell you how it spreads. It spreads through the school.
You would think so.
Did any kids even show up?
Well, I don't know if it was the Post-Gazette or somebody else in the newspaper, but somebody directly underneath that article, as it appears in the paper, immediately listed the statistics for every single school within the city of Pittsburgh. How many kids were enrolled? How many kids were absent? How many kids were absent due to the flu? And how many kids were dead because of the flu? And the total that he found on October 25th was that there were 6,070 cases of the flu in the school and 55 children dead.
Wow.
Now, out of those 55 children, there was over 60 teachers, and along with school professionals, including custodians and superintendents, that also came down with this flu. And it's important to at that day, by the way, there was 1,057 cases and 194 deaths.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah. You think that now, of course, that being in the paper, you see that publishing the very next day, all schools were closed. Teachers receiving full pay throughout the entire furlough because it was much more serious than people thought.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. The total case, by the way, the following day in just Allegheny County. So this is not Pittsburgh now, but just Allegheny County, 26,238 cases.
Wow. You said you had some other information that may have happened on this date?
Right. So you figure, by the way, they're quarantined, they're locked down. Like I mentioned, here, October 26th, they had 26,000 cases. What do you think happened on November 1st in the city of Pittsburgh?
Did we have an election?
It was an election year, believe it or not, and that was mentioned throughout the papers constantly, the fact that people were fearing that nobody would be able to go to the polls. But the mayor of Pittsburgh, Mayor Edward Babcock, refused to enforce the stay-at-home ban beginning on November 1st.
Wow.
In the city of Pittsburgh. In fact, ordered all places to reopen above and beyond the state-mandated order from the health director to remain closed. By the time it was said and done in March, the same following year, there was 5,316 deaths in the city of Pittsburgh.
Amazing. Wow. Well, I guess we have it much much better now, I guess. We're handling things
a little bit better. That's the most important thing to remember is that while we're talking about what happened here, and it was horrible, and it was very bad, and just as bad as what's happening now, it's not as extreme.
Yeah.
It is very, very For older ages, currently, as of today, this morning, if you look up the number, it's 17% death rate for people 70 and up.
Wow.
So that is very high. That is levels of the 1918 flu.
Wow. John Schalkowski, Odd Pittsburgh, thank you very much for enlightening us today, 102 years ago as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.